You are listening to Real Talk, the weekly podcast that offers you success advice and practical pointers that enable you to unlock your phenomenal power and confidently step into your full potential. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, Confidence Coach, here to inspire you to have the confidence to live the life you deserve. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Real Talk with your host, me, Janice Sutherland. It's always a delight to have you here and chat with you each week. And I'm so happy that you can keep continuing to rate, review and share the podcast. Keep on doing that. Now, this week I want to have some real talk about taking things personally. And this came about because recently I was at a conference, I was presenting at the conference, and there were some ladies generally talking and I overheard a comment. Now, it wasn't directed at me, and even though it wasn't directed at me, I took it personally. What the comment is neither here nor there, but it prompted me to really think of the times where we've taken random comments or actions to heart because we felt personally impacted by them. And I'm talking about things like sometimes we thought someone looked at us funny, dare I say it, or was given a side eye. We didn't get a job or promotion we thought we should have got, a loan that maybe got rejected. We overheard a passing comment as I did, or even being ghosted on a date. But we logically tell ourselves it can't be personal because we don't know the person who gave us that side eye, who didn't give us the job. You know, I'm a random application from the employer, and that person or that we were going to date wasn't our type. It's not personal, but it feels very personal. But to get along in life, careers, relationships, we really have to learn not to take things personally, to take things in our stride, let things roll off the proverbial duck's back, rather than let them pierce our heart and really get to us. So if we can do this, we are going to be more happier and resilient, basically. So how can we get there? And I've got a couple of tips. You can trust me. I've got a couple of tips to help you get there. The first thing is to be your confident self. The more inner confidence you have and the more you value your own work, the less likely you're to take umbrage if someone criticizes what you've done. Confidence really acts as a buffer between you and the comments and the actions of those other people. The more confident you are, the thicker the buffer. And I know this kind of confidence is difficult to develop and it can take time. But remember, our brains are really wired to focus on the negative. So you're probably much harder on yourself than you actually deserve. For a quick exercise, take some time to focus on your own accomplishments. Where are you versus maybe 12 months ago, 5 years, 10 years? What's changed? How far have you come? How far have you moved forward? Talk to someone who likes and respects you. Let them remind you of how awesome you are. Understanding your own value is the best defense when someone makes you feel small. The second thing is critical for me is recognizing your own triggers. All of us have things that push our buttons. You know, the red button, we see red when we hear it, or something, we see it. And it sets off reactions that really may be out of proportion to reality. So we have to make the effort to be aware of those triggers and how we react to them. Personally, I tend to hate comments around single parents and, you know, the general statistics about, you know, the children are always going to be bad, they're never going to amount to anything. That generalisation about single moms really makes me mad, and, it, you know, that they can't amount to anything. And knowing I have this trigger doesn't stop me having those feelings, but I can actually catch myself and say, hang on a minute, you know that's not true. As you know, loads of successful single parents, including myself. That really gives me a chance to put things into perspective. We all have sensitivities, we do. But being aware of those little tender spots and how we tend to overreact when they come up in a conversation is the goal. So don't allow yourself to get sucked into feeling bad when every topic comes up that you just don't feel comfortable about. Third is simple, be logical. Stop. Just stop. Look at the situation calmly and rationally, and you'll see that the slight or the insult that upset you wasn't really such a big deal, or it has an easy explanation. Yeah, there's nothing in it. Fourth is question your beliefs. were often as not affected by people, not affected by people's actions, not so much the actions, but by interpretations of the actions. And in turn, interpretations are formed by our beliefs. So for instance, you walk into a room and as it's customary in Antigua, we say good day, good morning. We give a greeting and a woman in the room doesn't acknowledge you. Your beliefs kick into overdrive and they can sound something like this. Well, if I greet someone, they have to greet me back. If they don't return my greeting, they're being disrespectful. If they're disrespectful, it's because they think I'm not worthy of respect. If people think I'm not worthy of respect, then they think I'm worthless. If people think I'm worthless, then maybe I am. And you can see how that line of thought, that train of thought, can actually lead to us feeling bad. Me, on the other hand, if someone doesn't greet me in the room when I get in them, you know, it doesn't upset me because my beliefs are that the fact, well, you know, I think it's the polite thing to do, but not everyone has the same manners. If they don't greet me back, it really isn't about me because you don't know me, it's about them. And there could be load of issues or explanations as to why they didn't return my greeting. They didn't hear me, they don't speak English, they're having a bad day. Or they simply don't talk to people they don't know. So because of my beliefs, I know it's not me that's being slighted. And if you want to stop taking things personally, question your own beliefs. 5, stop worrying so much about what other people think of you. The only reason you'd take something someone says about you personally is if you're looking for the approval of the person you're interacting with, if that's important. So recognise the following for this. You've been preconditioned into thinking that you have to belong and be accepted by others. Real talk, not everyone has to like you and accept you. You don't have mind meld powers and you can't control what other people think. Even if you've watched Star Wars for the umpteenth time. Even if you follow all the rules and do everything deemed right, how others respond to you is outside of your circle of influence. You have zero control over that. If you accept yourself and act in a way you think is right, you'll attract the people that are right for you. So people around who you don't have to worry about thinking about, because you know they'll love you. 6, recognize the spotlight effect. This is you putting the spotlight all on you. It's all about me. It's all about our ego. But most times when we feel that we're being judged or criticized by someone else, it's all in the mind. It's all in our heads. We ourselves personally are acutely aware of our flaws, our weaknesses and insecurities, and we amplify them and we magnify them, usually out of all proportion. For the most part, other people are totally unaware of your perceived flaws. Therefore, you may think they've picked up on something and they're criticising you from it, or a colleague is criticising you, when the reality is they weren't even talking about you at all. And think about it sometimes, you go into a room and it goes silent and you automatically think they're talking about you. They're not. The conversation just ended. So think about this. Without doubt, there's been times in the past where you've taken something personally. When, as I said, what was said wasn't even about you. So keep that in mind the next time you're tempted to take something personally. 7, the last one, my favourite. Think girl or boy by delete. The absolute worst place, I think, for misconstruing comments is social media. How many times have you posted something and received a disparaging comment from some random who doesn't even know you? Like, how the hell did you get to be on my feed? You know, or you've seen a friend's post that's blown up. It's got hundreds of comments because he or she inadvertently took offence and engaged in comment warfare with another random. These keyboard warriors' comments really aren't worth your time. Really not worth it. They just don't know you. They don't know you, the circumstance, the situation. So just leave it. Don't take them seriously. Don't dwell on them. Don't give them the power to make you feel bad about yourself. Don't give them the time of day. Just ignore them and move on to something actually worth your time and attention. So the next time someone posts something negative about you out of the blue, just think girl or boy, bye, delete. You only have so much time and energy, right? Life's far too short to give others the power to make your life miserable. So get over being sensitive. Being oversensitive can feel like you're always getting hurt, but you don't have to suffer. There are things you can do to make yourself less vulnerable, such as the things I've suggested. But the biggest thing is to have confidence in who you are. Embrace who you are. And that's the biggest thing. So that's my Real Talk podcast for this week. Now, what I'm asking you to do today is to head over to my Facebook page. I am Janice Sutherland, as I want us to be able to stay connected. I have loads of things going on in my head. This is where I post information, whether it's about a new episode or whether it's about a lot of the events and the activities I've got planned over the next few months. I'm really excited about some of the new things I'm going to be doing. And I want to be able to keep in touch with you and let you know. I don't always talk about it on the podcast, and there may be some things that are exclusively to my page. You'll also get an invitation to my private group, which is All About Confidence, where women are there to support and we share things and ideas that we're going through, from the simplest things of how to make ourselves confident to the more complex. So be sure to head over to my Facebook page, I Am Janice Sutherland, like my page, and you'll be on the way. So that's it. Also, thank you so much again for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. I truly appreciate you. And until next time, you know what to do. Thank you.